Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about benefit, one of the programs down here, I'll tell you what, they've been getting it done for a while. Coach Calvin Davis has done a tremendous job with Monarch this year. He figures the only way to get notoriety is to play teams. They do. They opened up the season with a really good Jacksonville Bulls team. They went up to New Jersey. I mean, they went up and beat Sanford Seminole this year. This Friday, they get an opportunity to knock a little bit with Chaminade Madonna, and Coach Calvin Davis is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and I want to congratulate you on stepping things up for these kids and giving them the opportunity, to play a schedule like they play, because, you know, you could stay here in South Florida and play the teams that you see all year round, but you're giving these kids an opportunity to go up against programs and athletes they may never see, during the course of a year.
Yes, thank you for having us on. It's been a great experience. Some of the kids had never traveled before. They had never been on a plane. So just giving them that opportunity, the opportunity to see different teams, to experience something different, it was amazing. They really appreciated it.
Yeah, and not only that, last year you went up and you played Sanford Seminole and you guys lost on the last play of the game, and I'm sure that's something that stuck with you. This year you went up there with a purpose because you had gone and played a Bulls team who is one of the top 2A teams. You went up to Don Bosco Prep in New Jersey and played them really tough. They're one of the tough programs, in the East. But having that game in hand and coming back and beating a Sanford Seminole and then taking care of Fort Lauderdale, to put yourself in a position in the district to come out on top, because you guys play in, I think, the toughest classification in 6A in the state. From top to bottom, from Gainesville, Buchholz, and Mandarin to the top, and Armwood, and especially down here, as you know, with West Boca and also Southridge and yourself. Talk about what it's like to get, because you still have St. Thomas in a couple of weeks, and that's a game that you guys also relish. Talk about what you do when you get this schedule together, Coach, and you tell these kids, hey, listen, you know what? I mean, we really got to prepare. We got to get our things right because, yeah, we play Coral Springs and we play Piper, but we also are going to play some teams that everybody regards nationally.
Right. For us, I mean, the wins and losses matter, but it's more so about giving our kids an opportunity to get exposure. What better exposure for the kids than having an opportunity to play a Bulls, to play a Don Bosco, to play a Chaminade, to play a St. Thomas? Because when college coaches turn on their film and they see you did well against those kids, it increases the chances of our kids getting a scholarship opportunity. And that's really what we're about. That's what we work for our kids and our program, giving them an opportunity to get to the next level. So that's why we play those type of teams, to put our kids in position to, see where they're at.
Yeah. And you've coached a lot of high level kids. I mean, let's face it. I mean, over the last decade or so, I mean, you've had kids gone on to college and obviously into the NFL. And once again, in this class coming up with Jabari Brady and Jabari Riggins and a quarterback that a lot of people don't know about, and Florentino Lopez, who's one of the best in the state. I mean, it gives your younger kids an opportunity to see some of these veteran players years, and you know as well as I do, because you remember when Jabari Brady was a freshman, and he looked up to a lot of those seniors, much the way that a lot of your younger kids are looking up to some of your senior players right now. Talk about that, because I think you've probably put more effort into having role models for your players to look up to, you know, throughout the years than basically any coach that I know.
Oh, yeah, we do. Just having, like, his 4 years have went by so fast. But the fact that he had those guys to look up to, and now we have a nice young nucleus right now. Like, we probably start maybe 4 10th graders, and then we start maybe 7 or 8 11th graders. So we have a lot of guys that are young that look up to those older guys that have been in the program for a little while. So I think they're doing a great job. He's doing a great job. And it's a great thing for our program, just having a nice mixture of upperclassmen, lowerclassmen, and they're just all gelling, coming together right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Calvin Davis joins us, head coach at Monarch. And the one thing, too, as you just mentioned, you're seeing a lot of these younger kids like Asanjay Fisher, who's a junior, getting a lot of attention, from colleges. I know that he's getting offers as well. And you're looking at some of the younger kids, you know, like the kid Millicent, who's just, you know, a sophomore, or a freshman like Alex Etienne, or Keyshawn Pascal, who's the next generation of guys that are going to be, you know, players that everybody's going to look up to. When you take a look at some of these players, and you have so many of them that are going to go on to the next level, and you take a look at the opportunities that you've had playing in the Broward Showcase the last few years, and, you know, having excellent games. I mean, last year you played against a team from Georgia, who came back this year and won. And as you said, you know, you were met a match with the Bulls team that obviously is one of the best in the state. I don't know if you knew, but that running back ran last week for 554 yards and scored 8 touchdowns.
He's pretty good. But I think our schedule really is going to prepare us for the playoffs. We, like you said, we play some really good teams. Our kids have really bonded over the last couple of weeks, and I think those games were good for us. Even though we lost them, I think they prepared us for what we're going to face come playoff time with, like you said, with the Southridge, with the Flanagan, with the West Broward, West Boca, those types of teams. So we should be prepared. We should be ready for when that time comes in about 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. Coming up this Friday, Chaminade Madonna, team that you played last year, obviously well-coached team, perennial power. And then you get back into your district, you get a chance to play Coral Springs and then Piper, game that probably will once again tell the district title. And then in between, you still got to play St. Thomas and then Ely. So the schedule's filled, and you guys have done a tremendous job so far. And again, Coach, I can't thank you. It's always a pleasure to see you at games. I have a lot of respect for what you do and how you treat your kids, and obviously your coaching staff as well. And we'll definitely see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it much. Thank you.
Anytime. Coach Calvin Davis, the head coach at Monarch. Really good coach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.